This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, the latest from Venezuela. We'll talk about starvation, the horrors, and also the terrible Petro concept, the cryptocurrency that the country is going to be launching allegedly within the next couple months. So we're going to get to all that if we get the chance.
A pre-sale is supposedly happening in 11 days.
Yep, and we'll talk more about that coming up here. But to continue the discussion we were having in the last hour, and by the way, it is Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. To continue the discussion we were having, we were talking about robots, and specifically sex robots, which brought up the question of consent in an article by Wired Magazine, which is a very long piece. And yes, in that article, they link over to the Campaign Against Sex Robots, which we'll share some of what they have to say here in a few moments. But at this point, it's pretty clear that robots can't consent. They can't also not consent. They just do what they're told.
Yes.
They are essentially humans' tools. They're slaves, although slave's not the right word, because, again, a slave is something you take against their will.
They're not even computers at this point.
Wait, what's not computers?
I mean, the robots are, well, maybe I should say they're barely computers.
You're talking about the sex robots?
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly robots who are, computers.
Have computers behind them, but, yeah.
Most robots out there are computer robots, computer-run.
They've got, different computers running different parts of them. I mean, it's not even one thing. It's different computers running different pieces of the show.
I don't know. I mean, not every robot has multiple computers. I mean, there's the little robot that can clean your floor, and that's just one computer.
Certainly there's different controller pieces that go into a robot that can move, right?
I mean,
if you got an arm, you probably have a controller for the elbow piece. And
sure, but there's likely one computer that's running the whole show.
There are multiple processors and multiple mechanisms.
There's probably multiple components for different pieces. Like, for example, Vision is probably got its own dedicated processor and software and code.
I see what you're saying.
So, and it's the same thing. To control the hand or whatever, it's going to have another component.
Okay.
There's different people, right? Different groups working on different, and multiple groups working on even the same component. So, for example,
I guess when I think of the Roomba, I don't think it's going to be a multi-chip device, but I suppose it could be.
Well, I mean, from your perspective, it would be, one thing, but really, it's many things. Yeah. Like the whole idea is just
right. I'm kind of in agreement with Ian here. So let's take the Roomba, for instance.
That's the vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying that is multiple computers. So one computer let me finish. You're saying that there's one computer, and I'm using air quotes there, controls the thing moving forward. There's another computer that controls the brushes spinning. A third computer controls whether it turns around.
Yeah, it's sort of what I'm saying, but it's in the case of something as simple as so even within a single CPU, there's multiple cores, for example, and there's multiple different components and at different levels. So
I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, I mean,
and we don't know without looking at
the idea that there's for schematics. A complicated.
So that seems to be breaking the definition of computer down very, very much to each core
is its own CPU.
Yeah,
that is true. Anyway, let's get to the story here the about page from the Campaign Against Sex Robots, which was mentioned in the Wired piece.
Yes.
And I thought, what is that? Well, here's what they say on their website, campaignagainstsexrobots.org. Over the last decades, an increasing effort from both academia and industry has gone into the development of sex robots. That is, machines in the form of women or children. And come on, of course there's going to be male sex robots out there, too.
As former hosts of this show, Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy, who host a podcast called Sex and Science Hour, they point out numerous times, every time this comes up, there already are male sex robots. They're just called vibrators.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying there, but there are also going to be men who want to have sex with male sex robots. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So substitutes, they say here, for these will be used as sex objects, substitutes for human partners or prostituted persons. The campaign against sex robots highlights that these kinds of robots are potentially harmful and will contribute to inequalities in society. We believe that an organized approach against the development of sex robots is necessary in response to the numerous articles and campaigns that now promote their development without critically examining their potentially detrimental effect on society. As humanoid robots become more widespread, it is necessary to develop an engaged ethical response to the development of these new technologies. The ideas behind the campaign were launched in a paper presented at Ethicomp 2015 and are, in summary, point number one. We believe the development of sex robots further sexually objectifies women and children. Again, what about men? Point number two, the vision for sex robots is underscored by reference to prostitute John Exchange, which relies on recognizing only the needs and wants of the buyers of sexual abuse. The persons in prostitutions are not attributed subjectivity and reduced to a thing, just like the robot. Now, that was a really complicated statement.
Hold on, but
there.
And it sounds like these people want to end prostitution, so
I think the suggestion,
wouldn't they wind up supporting the existence of sex robots
They're not making a rational argument here. They're just kind of like fear-mongering and being all religious, and, you know, it's all religious-based.
I wonder if this is a religious group that's behind this, because it sounds like a lefty group so far.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you could have lefty.
They're leaving out men
together.
They're claiming here that it's only further sexually objectifying women and children, as though men are never sexually objectified, as though men don't count here. And I think that's an indicator of the political slant of this particular site. But then it says here that I'm just going to read through this statement again because it was a little complex for me. The vision for sex robots is underscored by reference to prostitute John Exchange. So I think that's them suggesting that the people who are promoting sex robots are saying that this will reduce the use of prostitution. I think that's what they're suggesting there.
Okay. Why is that a bad thing?
Well, it says here that relies on recognizing only the needs and wants of the buyers of sexual abuse, which is, I think, also insulting. That statement suggests that they're saying that prostitutes are being abused, that prostitutes are victims of the Johns in these cases.
And there are a lot of non-governmental organizations that are promoting this claim that every prostitute is a victim.
Is a human trafficked victim.
You know, this whole thing just doesn't make sense, that sentence, because to me, when I think of victim, I think, oh, so they're saying they're depriving sex workers of employment. That's what I think when I think of them. But then they use the other part of that sentence is obviously saying they're victims because they're being employed by Johns. I don't know. I just think the whole thing sounds utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, this is definitely a group that, you know, if they're anti-prostitution, that's, I think, shining through here pretty clearly. And I'm sorry, prostitutes consent unless they are slaves. You know, so generally, a prostitute is somebody who entered in a consensual manner into the business of selling sex, and they can leave that business anytime they want to. There are human slaves who are not consenting and did not enter consensually into that business and are not free to leave. To conflate those two together is a total insult to all the professional sex workers.
Like, I think we'd all agree that, like, nobody is supporting non-consensual
anything,
right? I mean, I don't support, you know, it doesn't even have to be sex related. Like, I don't support the government depriving other people of taxes or their agents thereof. I mean, that's also non-consensual in probably most cases, right?
So I've done a little bit of digging, and I definitely want to get back to the portion of the website you're on, but I found a research/position paper on their website.
Okay.
And under the introduction, They conclude the introduction by saying, ethically, there's a strong reaction to the use of robots in the military. And as such, a well-established organization, the Campaign to Stop Killer Robots, is devoted to preventing automated and robotic warfare developments that further take humans out of the loop. Should we as a robotics community also reflect on implementing a similar response to the development of sex robots?
Let's continue this discussion, because I think it's an interesting topic, that, and it's one that's going to become more and more prevalent as these robots become more affordable. For people out there, there's more more complex and more persuasive, more convincing. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
And not to mention the shedding. I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge, and a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We can talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing sex robots, and there's a campaign against them. We'll share some more of their points, why they are mad about sex robots, what they have to say here in moments. But I do want to let you know about Zencash. It's one of the newer cryptocurrencies on the scene, started back in 2017 by some liberty-loving voluntarists, people who actually wrote in voluntarism into their white paper at Zencash.com. Zencash has taken some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, as well as decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messages, and they say soon media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Go to Zencash.com to do your due diligence and check out Zencash. As of, by the way, this month, we got an update from the folks over at Zencash. They now have over 6,700 what they call secure nodes. And they say that means Zencash is one of the strongest blockchains out there. They're approaching 50 team members. Originally, they started with 5 last year in 2017, so they've got even more minds on the subject that are working on the programming side of things and other support roles. And there's also wallets available in wallets available in multiple languages, and there are 6 exchanges currently that are carrying Zencash, so it's easy to get in and out of it if you want to. Go and check it out over at Zencash.com. Now, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Once again, toll-free number 855-450, free like freedom. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've got the on-air call-in line over Discord as well. Let's go to the phones to David in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, sorry about hanging up on you there. There's a glitch in my Skype app. I had
no worries. Our listeners would never have known unless you had, if you hadn't said it, they wouldn't have known. But anyway, go ahead.
The on your topic, calling, listening to what you were talking about, not something I wanted to share. But first of all, I needed to add, I heard Melanie talking earlier this week, and I guess I need to be I wasn't really saying clearly what I was trying to say. When I said I'm not asking for legal advice, we're just having a discussion about law here. Mm-hmm. What I really meant is that I'm not asking for legal advice, we're just having a discussion of law here.
Okay.
So
I don't really remember anything about that. So let's talk about something from today.
Yeah, today what you're talking about merges with, intersects with something that I had made myself aware of a while back when what happened to me, I started pondering all kinds of different social theory. And one thing that I came up with that I don't think I've heard you say tonight, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I didn't hear it, prostitution, it seems to me, what is really going on is not that there's a religion. I mean, that's going on too, but the main point is not that there's a religious objection or that it is abusive to women. I think that it's a control thing.
Mm.
There's a disparity in men's and women's sex drives, and women can call.
Is
and
there?
Argue that
I don't know if I believe that.
Let me explain why. Yes, women, you have as strong a sex drive as men do when you want it, but you don't want it as many days a month as men do.
I don't
men
know if I buy that.
Okay, that's fine.
Is there any study about that, or is that just your personal experience?
Well, it's quite obvious to me. If you look at all of animal life and all of nature, that's the way the system was designed, whether you believe in God or some other creator or evolution or chance or whatever you believe in. That's the way the
So the short answer is no, there are no studies that you're aware of that back up your claim.
Yeah, I think it's a total mythology. But anyway, go ahead with your point.
Yeah, so I think it's a control issue because if you can eliminate prostitution, then you eliminate that source for males, or I'm talking about male, female.
That much I agree with you. I think there are a lot of women who oppose prostitution because they know it's competition for them and they want to have more control over the marketplace. I think that's definitely true. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
And the question that I often ask whenever somebody says, we should ban prostitution because morality. What is the moral and ethical difference between prostitution and picking somebody up at the bar?
Well, if you want me to argue as somebody who is an
anti-prostitution... I'm not asking you to argue, yeah. Ian. I'm asking the people that are listening to this radio program that say we should ban prostitution. Do you also support banning one-night stands? And okay. if not, what is the moral and ethical difference? So if you're going to claim morality on one thing, but you're not going to be morally consistent, I want to know what's the moral and ethical difference.
That's an excellent question.
You say they're not being consistent, but I'm not sure if they aren't being consistent. Isn't it the same people who would say that the one-night stands are also immoral?
Well, that's the question. Would they say that in that case?
They might say it, but they don't want to ban them.
They're not going to put police officers undercover
in a bar and then arrest somebody for trying to initiate a sexual encounter.
I don't know if that's true. I
have yet to meet somebody that supports banning prostitution that also wants to ban one-night stands.
I think the only reason why they are not, when you meet people and you talk to them and they say they don't care about the one but they care about the other, has to do with the fact that they don't want to be sent. They don't want to sound like a crazy person, you know? And they know the general perception. So you're saying that you believe
that they think they would sound crazy if they advocated for the banning of one-night stands?
Right.
Well, I mean, I think it's crazy to advocate for the banning of prostitution as well. I mean, ultimately,
I agree with Daryl. But I think most people are more easily persuaded if the person doesn't. They think that the other people will be more easily persuaded if they don't come off as
the best argument. And I'm not saying I agree with the argument by any stretch of the imagination, but the best argument that I've heard for why prostitution should be banned but one night stands should not is doing business without a permit. Not that I think anybody needs a permit to do business,
right.
But, you know, it's perfectly legal to give things away for free, but yet if you sell something, then, then the state gets involved, right. And that's commerce, and then you need a permit. Again, I don't agree with the argument, but it's the best one I've ever heard.
But not all businesses require permits.
No, thank goodness. It's a terrible argument.
They may have to register.
Again, I didn't say it was a consistent argument. I just said it's the best one.
I'm a business person, so like I'm just thinking about this, and like technically you don't like you can register as. Like you don't even have to if you're doing business as yourself, you do not even have to register with the state. So again this might change,
that varies
be different from state to state, but in many cases,
some places, right. Anytime you sell anything, you're doing business, you need to go to City Hall, buy a business license.
If you sell something on eBay, do you have to register? In most cases, no.
Depends on the state.
This is not legal advice.
It depends on the state.
Yeah, it's true. This is not legal advice.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live, whether it's prostitutes, sex robots, or whatever.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As the price of Bitcoin is inching back towards 9,000, it's at 8,900 right now, after having bounced down as low as, what, about 5,000-something in the last week. It's been a tough last several weeks for Bitcoin, but it's nice to see it on the rebound. Hopefully it will continue its upward trajectory, but you never know what's going to happen. Stay tuned to more Free Talk Live, because we're always discussing on occasion here cryptocurrency. And I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. For a long time, libertarians have been wanting this. That is to say, a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Businesses owned and operated by people who care about freedom, by libertarians, by voluntarists, by anarchists, whatever, however they define themselves. If they love liberty, they really ought to be over at liberty.menu, meaning you, if you've got a business, you really ought to go to liberty.menu and go ahead and list yourself there. It's free to do so. So there's really no reason why you shouldn't do this, unless, of course, you don't want your customers to be liberty-oriented people. It would seem to me that if you like freedom, then you'd want your customers to agree with you on that. You'd want to let other people know who aren't your customers yet that you exist, right? So a lot of businesses will go to libertarian conventions and gatherings and advertise themselves. Well, I mean, you can save the trip by just going to liberty.menu and putting yourself there so our listeners and others can just go and find you. Head over to liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community, and at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. So it's more than just businesses, although, you know, your business is welcome. That's, I think, the core of the project. Yes. But if you've got something like a meeting that you want to put on, a regular meeting that you want to put up there on the list, you can do that. I added Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, a movie, to that list. So, you know, you can go up there, you can get added, and it's free to do that. So, again, no reason why you shouldn't. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntary voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get your special badge to identify you as a Free Talk Live listener over at liberty.menu. All right, so we've been talking about the campaign against sex robots. Not to be confused with a campaign against militarized robots, which I support that campaign.
Yes.
That makes sense. Let's not have the robots that do the killing.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop killer robots.
Right, we can agree on that. We can agree on that one. But the question of sex robots is a much more interesting subject because I think there are some reasons why people should be concerned about sex robots. I don't think they're the reasons why they've given us so far in this list here, which is to say that they believe that sex robots are somehow going to increase I'm still not even sure what they're saying about the prostitution.
So, I'm reading their research paper, and they're saying that it would actually wind up increasing
prostitution?
Right. Some people say that it would help reduce, quote, however, studies have found that the introduction of new technologies supports and contributes to the expansion of the sex industry. There are more women employed by the sex industry than at any other time in history. Prostitution and pornography production also rises with the growth of the Internet. In 1990, 5.6% of men reported having paid for sex at some point in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. By the year 2000, that number increased to 8.8%.
Okay.
These figures are likely even higher due to the reluctance of people actually admitting having ever paid for sex.
Sure.
As the buying of sex relies on only acknowledging the need of the buyer, it is no surprise that children also suffer as a consequence. The National Crime Agency in the UK has identified on the web a new source of threat to children, including the proliferation of indecent images of children and online child sex exploitation. How did they jump from one sentence to another? I did not skip around when I read that. Of where they said, you know, oh yeah, more people admit to paying for sex, and also children.
Yeah, well, let me continue here with the list from CampaignAgainstSexRobots.org of what they're about. They say, quote, the development of sex robots and the ideas to support their production show the immense horrors still present in the world of prostitution, which is built on the perceived inferiority of women and children and therefore justifies their use as sex objects. Again, there's a lot of commentary here about prostitution and not really a whole lot of commentary about why sex robots are bad. These people, whoever they are clearly anti-prostitution.
Well, see, Ian, sex robots are bad because then it's going to lead to more prostitution because we had a study that says that more people have hired a prostitute because of the Internet.
I don't understand. First of all, they're claiming here that prostitution is built on the perceived inferiority of women and children and thus justifies their use of sex objects. Talking about real, like, regular prostitution, not sex slavery here, because what they tried to do earlier was mix the two together and act like prostitution is tantamount to sex slavery in every single instance, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's obviously a very small, small portion of prostitution that ever involves sex slaves. But looking at consensual prostitution,
correct,
the bulk of prostitution, the idea that that in any way suggests that women are inferior is absolutely ridiculous. How is it that the person who's getting paid for their time is supposed to be the inferior person in that exchange? It just doesn't make sense.
And then what about all the men who are paid?
See, because when you work at McDonald's, Ian, and you're only making $9 an hour to flip burgers, you're subservient to the manager who makes more money to oversee you. So therefore, when you get paid, you're subservient to the person giving you money.
Yeah, but not every prostitute.
Something.
Yeah, no, but not every prostitute has a pimp. And in many cases.
Right. You're subservient to the John. But that also takes out of the equation the fact that a good number of prostitutes are also doms, meaning that they are being paid to dominate someone.
Sure.
Somebody is paying money to say, I want to be your submissive.
Either way, the person, whether or not they're paying to be a submissive, either way, that person came to the prostitute and said, I want to pay for X service.
Right.
So they're the one who are submitting to the person who's offering the service. Even though it's a mutual exchange,
is your hairstylist subservient to you while you're getting your haircut? Like the whole thing of the person that's receiving the money is the servant of the person giving the money doesn't seem to apply in a large number of situations. It's one of those, it only applies when I want it to apply.
I'm pretty sure that when you give somebody money, that doesn't mean that you own them.
No.
I mean, it's... But
nor do you think they're in service of
right,
you.
Right, but that's the claim being made by these people with the strong sex robots.
That is exactly what they're suggesting.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Just because you're hiring somebody to do a job doesn't make them your slave. It doesn't make them inferior to you. You're hiring them because you can't do it yourself in a lot of cases, right?
Right.
Like, the reason why I hire somebody to do home repair or whatever is because I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and I don't want to spend the time to try to learn what I'm doing. Why wouldn't I want to hire somebody who's spent their whole lifetime, you know, doing this thing?
Yeah, specializing.
Right, and has become an expert at it. By definition, I'm the inferior one because I'm hiring them. If I could do it myself, then I would do it myself and save the however many thousands of dollars, you know, that the home repair would cost, or the car repair, or the computer repair, or whatever it is that we're talking about doing here. Let's go on, though. They say, we propose that the development of sex robots will further reduce human empathy that can only be developed by an experience of mutual relationship. Okay. They're on their first point here that actually has some sort of, you know, like, meaningful thing to say. And I think that you had played during the break, Daryl, one of our earlier breaks, this Futurama comedy clip.
Yes.
That I think really kind of encapsulated this whole discussion. The suggestion there was, and we haven't played it on the air yet, but we could. The suggestion of the clip was that these robots are going to disconnect humans from one another. And I think that is a legitimate concern. So let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's our number, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio here and share your thoughts on sex robots and the people who are against them. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
As we continue, you can bring up anything that you want. I also want to let you know about freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of ways. We've got our brand new Discord chat server that you can get on. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and that is linked, by the way, from our freetalklive.com menu system. There's a bunch of free features over at freetalklive.com. In fact, the whole site is free. We give you away the archives and the cam feeds and everything like that, though nobody's taking their clothes off on the cam feeds. Just want to make sure that we're clear on that. This has been a very, you know, we talked about porn earlier tonight. We're talking about sex robots here. But we got to keep the cam feeds clean, because otherwise Twitch and YouTube won't be happy with us. But you can go over to the Discord, where there is a not safe for work chat channel, in case you wanted to drop in a link to one of those deep fakes that we were talking about earlier. You could do that through the Free Talk Live Discord. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. People have been having a real good chat in there during the show here tonight, so be sure you go check that out. It's free, like all the other features at our website, discord.lrn.fm. Let's continue here. We've been talking about the critiques of sex robots from the Campaign Against Sex Robots. Let's continue first, though, with Matthew in Louisiana, watching on our cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, you know, actually, it was a YouTube feed. It's coming in pretty good tonight.
Oh, all right.
So, well, first off, when y'all talk about Discord, immediately pops into mind is a song from the 70s, but I just changed the word in my mind. Instead of Disco Duck, Discord Duck, but that's me.
All right.
The study has this massive flaw in it, in that this they study. Say there's more, the one that y'all are quoting about there being more women in prostitution than at any other time.
No, well, what they said, hold on, what they said in this research paper from the Campaign Against Sex Robots is there are more women in the sex industry, which is more than just prostitution.
It's like cam girls.
Cam girls, pornography, erotica, you know, so sex, sex industry is more than just prostitution
and
pornography.
And that makes sense because the population has grown. The population of the earth is, I don't know what, billions of people, but it's increased substantially.
That was the point I was going to make. There are more people on us than there has been at any other time in history. So,
that's true.
Duh.
Yeah, and more of them have access to the internet, and more of them have access to technology that allows them to do things like cam girls, because, you know, it's so affordable to have a video camera these days. There's just no, I mean, it's built into every laptop now. So, not mine.
Whether you want it to be or not. Okay.
I intentionally bought a laptop without a camera in
it. Sorry,
well,
Matthew, go ahead.
Hey, Daryl, you know what they say? Just because you're not paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Yeah, they may very well be out to get you. Did you have more you wanted to share, Matthew?
Nah, that was it, but excellent show as usual. Thanks a lot,
thanks,
guys.
Dude. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. We're going down the list of points from the Campaign Against Sex Robots on their About page on their website, and the first 3 points are just all-out attacks against prostitution, and then we finally get to the first point that's actually about sex robots, which is to say they claim that the development of sex robots will further reduce human empathy that can only be developed by an experience of a mutual relationship. And the idea there being that if somebody decides to choose a sex robot over an actual relationship and real sex, then that's bad because they won't be able to connect with human beings as well. That may be one of the reasons why they're choosing the robot in the first place, but that would further exacerbate that problem.
That assumes that they're mutually exclusive, though, right? So,
what do you mean? That they could have both a sex robot and a human relationship?
You can't have both a sex robot and the relationship, but
they
could. You can have both.
They could. I don't know. You know, some people would probably not want that to happen, right? Like the other partner would feel jealous in the same way that if the partner is jealous of the person looking at pornography, and in some cases partners get jealous of that sort of thing, they would certainly be jealous of a either a secret or known about sex robot.
Right, but there are also some people that, you know, are in, let's say, ethically non-monogamous relationships where they do want to bring in
other people,
a third partner.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's possible that, you know, all right, let's wind up getting a sex robot, and then we don't have to involve a human where emotions could get involved.
Absolutely.
And then I know you're not going to leave me for her, even though, you know, we're non-monogamous and blah, 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 so it's not necessarily about jealousy, but you still don't want emotions involved, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. And I get their point here, and I think that that's a legitimate concern. I don't think that, you know, first of all, I don't think sex robots are going away. These people can publish as many position papers as they want to about it and, you know, hold protests or whatever it is that they do at the Campaign Against Sex Robots, get interviewed by media and try to sway people against them. But ultimately, people are going to go for them. And some of them are going to go for them because they've had bad relationships and they've been jaded to people. You know, whether it's the opposite sex or same sex, they've been jaded to having a relationship with a human being because humans are fallible. They're flawed creatures, and you know, you don't really know somebody until you live with them, right? And then you start to really find out what all of their flaws are. And then the question is, even if you love that person, is it something that you can? Are their flaws things that you can live with, right? Can you find a way to love that person despite their flaws or in spite of their flaws or whatever? And some people are just going to say, you know what? It isn't worth my time. I'm going with a sex robot, especially as the sex robots become more convincing, more human-like. That's going to become an even greater attraction. Now, will that result in their loss of human empathy? I think there's an argument that it could, but what if the reverse occurs? What if, because we talked earlier about how some of the objection, they're not going to admit it, but some of the objection to prostitution from those who don't like it is that they don't like the competition. They want their man or whoever, they want their person to be locked in to them and they don't want them to have any other options out there or additional options. They obviously have other options in the form of other human beings, but they don't want them to have additional options that they could go and, you know, relieve whatever sexual desires they have. And so the sex robots would add in additional options. Would that mean that people would have to be nicer in their relationships? Would that mean that relationships actually improve if the person knows, if I'm not good to, you know, Johnny, then he might just go and get a sex robot and I won't have my husband anymore, or I won't have my boyfriend anymore, or vice versa? Could that possibly improve relationships?
That sounds like one person is using the other person.
But, you know, that also seems,
which is probably true much of the time.
You know, Johnny or Sally or whoever we're using in this example couldn't also wind up leaving to go find another human partner. Oh, Johnny's so disgusting that, you know, I'm only dating him because I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he might wind up going to get one of those sex robots because he's a Bitcoin millionaire.
Well, right.
And he can afford one.
Well, in the case when you said disgusting, I mean, if you are dealing with somebody who's bad at hygiene, for instance, or whatever, then maybe they don't have a chance with another human being. And so if they went with a sex robot...
Well,
the
disgusting doesn't just mean
gross.
Johnny's ugly, and nobody wants to date Johnny,
yeah.
But, you know, like, I like him because he's got money. Well, then somebody else is going to like him because he's got money, too. So the whole thing of, I only fear losing Johnny because sex robot...
No, but that would increase the number of options, right? So for somebody that is bad at hygiene...
That Johnny is interested in a sex robot.
Yes, that's it. That's right. We are assuming that.
But you don't know.
Well, you don't know that, but the partner doesn't know that either, right? So
it just seems to be like something else that somebody can fearmonger over that may or may not actually be legitimate.
This assumes that the sex robot is going to eventually become more desirable than the human. Because right now, I'm pretty sure the human's more desirable than the sex robot.
Well, for people who appreciate a connection with another human being, yes, you know, being with a human being is more desirable. But for the people that are, you know, sick and tired of human beings, then the opposite is the case. Now, I'm not one of those people, but we know somebody, and I'm not going to name names, but there's somebody in this area who is very jaded towards the opposite sex. And that person, this person lives off sort of by themselves in the woods. And Daryl knows who I'm talking about here.
I figured it out.
Yep. And that person is very jaded towards the opposite sex. And they don't appear to be interested in the same sex either. So, like, that's a person who might be a potential customer.
Yeah, definitely.
For a sex robot.
Yep, I know who you're talking about now.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got a couple more points from the campaign against sex robots. And, of course, you're welcome to weigh in here. Is it possible that what I said could be the case, that sex robots, the presence of them, could possibly better relationships?
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.